Hi, hi, can you hear me?
It is a simple phone bank on a New York street.
Hello.
Where ordinary Americans are talking to their counterparts in Iran.
Oh, how long were you in Los Angeles for?
This telephone diplomacy is the brainchild of Nick Jelen, a magazine art director who got the idea after conversations with Iranian bloggers on the internet.
The origin of the campaign is basically to come up with a way for Iranians and Americans to work together for peace instead of just having a peace movement in one country or the other.
The phones are modeled after Hollywood's take on the hotline between the Kremlin and the White House during the Cold War.
It's basically sort of, the idea is that there's a hotline between the United States and Iran, and it should be between our two governments, but for right now, we're going to start with the people.
Farsi-speaking students translate the conversations. On the other end are Iranians who submitted their phone numbers online.
That's beautiful. What grades do you teach?
Jadea thinks this is a good first step.
You know, we both, I'm sure, Iranians love their country as well as we love our country. And because we love our country, this is why we are making an effort like this.
Evelyn, a media researcher, was surprised to see the phones.
Communicating person to person is really what politics are all about, right? But then it gets lost in all the entanglements that are going on. But as you travel around the world and you meet people, and as you're in New York and you meet immigrants, everyone has a story to tell, and we're just human. So it's exciting to be able to talk to someone in another place that often we don't have the opportunity to.
Organizers are hoping there will be opportunities for people in other American cities to talk to people in Iran in the future. For producer Benham Nategi, Jim Bertel, VOA News.